Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
First, I just want to apologize to the fans. Just the product that we're putting on the field right now is not up to par with what the Ravens have been in the past and have been in the recent past. And I think we know that we're trying our best to correct it, but obviously something's wrong. So it's up to all of us to try to fix that.
That was Kyle Hamilton following the Ravens' 37-20 loss to the Chiefs yesterday, walking back some comments last week saying that the Ravens fans are a little spoiled in how they've gone after Zach Orr and the defense. And, of course, Hamilton saying there, hey, we're just not any good right now. 410-583-1057. What is your confidence level that this defense can have a turnaround like they did last year? Let's start with Bailey in Baltimore. Bailey, you're on the fan.
How you guys doing?
Hey.
So, yeah, I'm going to briefly talk about the Orioles and then transition to the Ravens.
Sure.
I'll keep it short as possible. Mm-hmm. But the Orioles, I think we're looking at a similar thing with the Ravens right now, whereas management is cutting corners with either hiring new GM, mostly obviously alluding that with the Orioles, or anything that honestly would actually improve fan experience, which is putting a good team on the mm-hmm. field. The fact that there's going to be a club level seating in the Chiefs seats in center field is insulting.
Yeah.
I know that it will be accessible to the public when there's not private events, but let's be honest, that guy's going to try to pack that
yep.
area out with high money as much as he possibly can. So going from there to the Ravens, same thing. They're improving their stadium to yep. improve fan experience. How about you put a good team on the field? The fact that Zach Orr has a job right now as a defensive coordinator, not saying he wouldn't be good at something else maybe on the team, but the fact that he's mm-hmm. a defensive coordinator is laughable. It's proven throughout last year and this year. And like you were saying earlier, Steven, they have no depth. And I got into a conversation with this with another Ravens fan. They're like, well, they're playing good teams. I'm like, yeah, you should be beating them.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, like, and it's just like, I don't see a way forward with this team. And like, I honestly, like with Lamar going down, I honestly just feel like it just feels like this is the end of the era with Lamar and Henry. Henry's not going to be able to carry this team. He's just not. He's in great shape. He's got a good diet, good work ethic, but he just can't do it all by himself. And the last thing I like to say, well, also Kyle Hamilton saying we're spoiled. How about you share your salary with us? Maybe we'll be spoiled that way. Or maybe
doesn't work that way.
No, thanks for the call, Bailey.
Does not work that way.
No.
I would be asking Bisciotti to give you money back for your tickets before Kyle. Yeah, look, the season's not over. Not all hope is lost, but this is they have dug themselves a massive hole. And part of me is almost like, and look, I wouldn't have hired Zach Orr. I was on record saying it at the time. But like with the hand they're being dealt right now, I'm a big Chuck Pagano guy. I don't think the calls exist. They don't have people who can win in the trenches. They're going to get exposed in the trenches on both sides of the ball. There was no Ronnie Stanley insurance. There was no real Nnamdi Madubuike insurance. And they're going to, you can have whoever call. You could bring McDonald back here. With this group, good luck.
410-583-1057. Cool C is in Timonium. What's up, Cool C?
Okay, well, this is why I called, but I'm going to disagree with the previous caller because I called this defense out before the season started. I said it's overrated. We don't have the personnel that they're talking about. And I said it from day one, this team will be as good as the defense is, and it's the worst defense in the NFL. And I predicted that. So that's the one. But the offense is fine. I don't want to hear what the previous caller said. We have weapons on offense. We got the best quarterback in football. And if we could get any defensive stops, we're fine. Bone, I want to go back to what you said about third and one. It was ridiculous. Third and one on the 19, you're down 27-10. And Henry's not on the field, and we're throwing the ball on third and one. It's two downs to get 1 yard. We had to have Henry out there both times. We needed a touchdown there. We kicked a field goal to make it 27-13. That was a joke of an offensive drive right there. I don't know what the play calling was, but how are you not having Henry on the field when all you need is third and one, and you need two downs to get it to get into the end zone there, and we kicked the field goal. It was a joke. Lastly, and this is big, what were we doing after Hill's 73-yard touchdown? We're down 18 with 2 minutes to go and three timeouts. Harbaugh quit. They quit right there.
Yeah.
Even Romo and Nance said it. They said, well, they're just trying not to get people hurt. Why are we going for – and but I hate going for two.
Does that surprise you? After the cowardly punt in Buffalo, though.
That's the one time to go for two. You're down 18. You go for two. It's a two-score game. 3 minutes to go and two minutes to go and three timeouts. You try an onside kick. Probably not going to get it. But if you do – you throw a couple balls, maybe you get an interference, maybe you get something. We quit right there. Why are you kicking an extra point and making it 17 when you're down 18?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Cole. See, I think, to be honest, Jason, even though you're sort of waving the white flag kicking the field goal.
Look, I don't
when you were down 17.
And I don't think they thought Justice Hill was going to score that touchdown.
No, I
think they were already in triage mode. Let's not get anybody else hurt. But I'll just go back to why I harp so much on the Buffalo game and how much of a bad sign it was there. I called it in real time a cowardly punt. That set the tone for the season. This defense wasn't that great. I didn't think it was a great defense either. I kept saying, where are the pass rushers? What happens if somebody gets hurt? That punt set the tone. So after watching that in Buffalo, when Josh Allen was going to hold the ball for 32 plays and run 300 yards on you in the fourth quarter, and you begged for more instead of try to win it there, this didn't surprise me at all.
Let's grab one more real quick. Ethan is in Hanover. Ethan, you're on the fan.
How you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey there.
Just get my Orioles call in. Mm-hmm. Super frustrated with hearing that interview. Obviously, Mike Elias is super educated, but just listening to him talk, all he gives is word salad and
throughput
over his words, and he's just not a good orator. You knew you were going to have an end of season presser today.
Mm-hmm.
You had months to think about what you're going to say.
Yep.
It's just a bunch of word salad, and if they go on to hire Mancelino, I think they
mm-hmm.
will at this point. I just feel very out on them.
Boycott them.
It's a slap in the face. And hearing Mike Elias say, we hope to be in the mix in the AL East next year. It's just pathetic.
It's pathetic. Yeah.
Thanks, Ethan.
Yeah. Boycott him.
410-583.
Throughput.
Yeah, 410-583-1057. Larry, Sean, Ed, I see you guys on hold. If you want to join us, we're going to continue to take your phone calls. If you want to talk Orioles, do you think Mancelino is going to get the job? What did you think of what Mike Elias had to say in regards to the GM opening and him getting promoted to president of baseball operations? And Ravens-wise, can they dig out of this 1-3 hole? Is this defense fixable? 410-583-1057. We're going to continue to take your calls next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ravens are searching for answers after they begin the season 1-3 for just the first time since 2015. 10 years ago, since they started this poorly, and that season ended with a 5-11 record. Can this Ravens team turn it around? 410-583-1057. Larry is in Baltimore. Larry, you're on the Fan. Larry? No, Larry.
Oh, we lost Larry? We got Larry?
Oh, phones are off?
Uh-oh. Are we on air? I don't even see. Are we definitely on air?
Okay.
We are on air.
All right. I guess we can't take phones for right now. So let's get into this Ravens offense,
yeah,
though, and what has been so off about them. And I think a talking point, right or wrong, a lot of people are saying Derrick Henry. And we were talking to Cool C about that. Where the heck was he on the third and short situations, the fourth and short situations? He only had 8 carries in that game for 42 yards. Obviously, the Ravens were trailing by multiple scores, which necessitated having Justice Hill in more and the 2-minute situations. But this rushing attack, I found this number earlier this morning, and it gets to what I was saying last week, where it lacks consistency. They average 6.2 yards per carry, which is better than last year. They have 19 gains of 10 or more yards and have turned 22% of their rush attempts into double-digit gains, which is all first in the NFL. But if you look at their success rate, mm-hmm, where they were first in the NFL last year, they're 28th in rushing success rate this year when they run the football. So it's feast or famine with this rushing attack.
Well, I think we documented the early down issues, and the right side of the offensive line is struggling. The backup fullback isn't nearly as good as the regular fullback. And Derrick Henry hasn't been as efficient, hasn't been as consistent. So something had to change. And the first drive, they featured the quick passing game. We did see more Justice Hill on early downs, and that was a great first drive. And I think their feeling was they need to get more plays. They need to keep the defense off the field. And rather than risk a 2-yard run and 2nd and 8, let's try a swing pass. Hell, Henry was targeted more than usual. So I think that's where it was coming from. Now, the short yardage is a whole different deal. And not going to Derrick Henry there, I mean, if you really don't trust your line that much with the 260-pound running back, then maybe the whole thing is lost. But I think you also... when Ronnie Stanley goes down, and no Boom's the replacement, that's going to undermine your offense.
For sure. And we'll get back into the offense in a second. The phones are back. Larry is back. Larry, what's going on?
Yeah, I was saying Jason should have a job with somebody in charge. But I'll never trust Harbaugh again. He never tells the truth when somebody's hurt. Lamar looked like a quitter yesterday. The only two people I think was trying to play was Hill and the guy 38 who's a walk-on. I think his name is Martin.
Keon Martin,
yeah. Yeah, I know Tavis Robinson showed some effort. I mean, but there there was definitely a part of me that felt like everybody was fine getting Lamar out of that football game. And it was mostly precautionary. That was just my take on it from my couch.
410-583-1057. Sean is in Pikesville. Sean, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
So, once again, it's 2025 and we're still talking about pass rush.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, yep. I mean, it's just, we're still talking about, so that's where I feel like the GM has to take some of the blame. As far as yesterday's game go, it's kind of embarrassing when you're an NFL team and your defensive backs have no idea what are they doing. Everybody back there is clueless. And then you come back from the half and everybody's still clueless.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part that frustrated me. It's like, why didn't we fix this? Because we were still in that game coming back from the half. The injuries suck. I hope Nate Wiggins is okay because I think Nate Wiggins has been playing like
that
since the season started. Can we turn it around? Who knows? I mean, looking at this team, can you really say? I don't really know if this is either who we are or we can fix this. And one last thing, and then I'll go. I disagree with my fellow Ravens fans. When have we ever thought that Lamar would give up? Lamar doesn't give up. I think he had a nagging hamstring,
yes,
maybe. And they looked at this game and said, hey, let's get him out of there.
Yes, precautionary.
We're not going anywhere. Yes. Let's get him out of here. Let's play it safe, and let's make it to next week.
I'm with you, Sean. I know a lot of people were calling him. I don't think it was that.
Look.
I really don't.
Your right tackle has struggled. Now you've lost your left tackle. You're down multiple scores. Every time that Spags blitzes, three guys are getting home. I told you Leo Chanel was one of my X-Factors. I told you that guy's going to have a game. Yeah, I just think it was the prudent thing to do with any sort of tweak is to get him out of there. And yeah, they've got a lot of problems.
And John Harbaugh didn't really go into depth about all of the, he did say that Nnamdi Matabike, his season is over. He would not comment on whether it's a career ending thing. He said that Nnamdi Matabike would address that. Broderick Washington, he's on the short term IR for 4 weeks, but Ian Rappaport, he tweeted earlier that Marlon Humphrey expected to miss multiple weeks due to a calf injury. He also tweeted this out recently saying Roquan Smith is diagnosed with a grade 2 hamstring strain. So he's expected to miss a few weeks. And with the bye looming, Ravens have two games, then the bye. I don't think you're seeing either of those guys till after the bye.
This Sunday's a must-win game.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Sean McVay's going to rip them to shreds. So they're not. If they beat the Rams, it's because they managed to score 38 points on that defense, which I don't think they're going to do as presently constructed. But like, you better beat the Texans, because I don't think you're beating the Rams.
410-583-1057. Ed is in Towson. Ed, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you feel?
What's going on?
I think, like we said a couple of days, last time we talked last week, that the big guy in the middle, if you're going to be that big, an offensive guard, you sure as hell have to be able to move. Well, on one occasion, I looked at the game, and there was a situation where it was a pass play. They delayed the blitz like they've been doing all day, and then they ran straight up the A-gap. The A-gap is the guard and yes. center right there. And Big Fella looked, and God bless him, Big Fella looked like he was lost in the sauce. He had no idea what was going on. So if you're Lamar, you know, and he's taking a lot of hits, that's what people, they talk about this offense, and yeah, they're great with Lamar. But every time Lamar runs the ball, he gets hit. So at some point in time, after 8 years, I think you needed to choreograph a situation where his running was a complement to an offensive situation, not the means to an end. So I mean, he's taken a lot of hits. But unless you shore up that guard spot right there, I don't know if you got to put the other cat in there or whatever, but you better take care of business right there. And as far as your boy Kevin Green, Mike Green's a good player. But come on now, like you said, J-Lock, you cannot – he needs to be on a pitch count. He needs to be on a rotation. Sizzle was on a rotation when he was back there with the Dogs, and then Sizzle got to work to the top of the order. But Sizzle was on a rotation. If you don't rotate that guy, and I'm an offensive coach, I'm going to lick my chops because he's a rookie that's not Lawrence Taylor. And I know Marshall, they got some good players, but come on now, J-Lock.
Yeah.
Come on now.
He's being overexposed, but it's not on him. Ajabo, they should have moved on from before and not even included him in the mix. They needed to draft more than one high or still add a Zadarius, a Judon, a Clowney. Something, at least add that to the mix so you're not one injury away from Mike Green having to play 30, 40, 50 snaps.
Let's go back out to the phones. Mike is in Severna Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Monday, man.
Happy Monday.
Sad day being a Maryland sports fan, but
yes.
No, I want to say kind of shame on the Orioles GM for whatever bad sales pitch that was on the future of the franchise. Mm-hmm. I feel like me having 19 years of IT experience, I could have got up with a little more direction and sold on possibly where we're heading.
Yeah.
Not maybe being in the mix like you guys alluded to, but there's two things I wanted to touch on, a more like Ravens related, but my dad, first time I saw my dad, because did you see the Lions game? He goes, yeah, did you notice how much bigger the offensive line was versus our defensive line? And I think we only had two D linemen out at that time.
Right.
So that, to me, is a personnel issue. But just watching the defense as a whole, they seem to have unorganized chaos. I saw in the Kansas City game, two of the plays ended by the Kansas City players running out of bounds where there wasn't even a tackle attempted on the players.
Yeah.
And it comes down to me fundamentals, and I feel like either the coach or the scheme of the players aren't buying what's been sold, and it's partly, like you guys have touched on, the way the team's constructed with no depth. You know, I mean, I just want to hear your thoughts.
It looks just like last year. I mean, it looks like last year. They can throw to the tight ends in the middle of the field all day long. Running backs on simple wheel routes. It's like no one's ever known how to defend that. People taking the wrong leverage. People not in unison with their coverage. We've seen safeties get split a fair amount, again, because they're picking apart the middle of the field because they know Malachi Starks is just getting his feet wet. Nobody making plays on the ball in flight. And now you don't have D tackles who can stop the run. Like, it's bad.
What's really concerning, and it brings me back to when we were talking about the Steelers last hour, is that Steelers defense has gotten off to a pretty bad start this year. But they have something they can lean on. They're opportunistic, and they force turnovers. Where this Ravens defense...
They show up in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They knock people out. They knock the ball out of your hands in the fourth quarter.
This Ravens defense... They have nothing that they're good at. It's not like, okay, they're good on third down, or, oh, they can get after the passer, or they first force turnovers, or they really bow up in the red zone. They're bad towards the bottom in all of that.
Yeah.
They don't have anything that they can lean on right now.
They're cooked.
We're going to take more of your calls in about an hour, but coming up next during TMI, we're going to get back into the offensive discussion. For the first time this season, really, the offense, they had some serious, serious issues. What is wrong with the O? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.